Tarea 3.
This is the BBC.
Let's take our first question from Catherine Nicol in our virtual audience. Hello, Catherine.
Hi. My question's, what's the best oil to cook with?
Right, well, first panel, we've had quite a few questions related to oils this week. Which oils to use for certain dishes? Which oil is the best for flavour? Before we get an answer for Catherine, let's get the audience on this. If your cupboard is home to a vast range of assorted oils, shout oile. And if you use three types of oil or fewer in the kitchen, shout oil nay. Well, quite impressively, actually, I think you're pretty much split, which suggests that half of you are sort of diehard kitchen cabinet types who just have a single cupboard dedicated to oil. Sophie, give us the basics on this. What's the point of different oils? What can they be used for?
The most important thing, I think, to remember when you're choosing your oil is that they all have different smoke or burn points. So if you're cooking something that requires a really high temperature, something like wok frying, deep frying, or, you know, shallow frying like a veal escalope or something like that, then you want to use an oil with a high burn point. Anything over 200 degrees would be considered a high burn point. So that's things like vegetable oil, sunflower oil, rapeseed oil, peanut oil. Then you've got like the medium smoke point, which tends to be your animal fats. So like pork fat, chicken fat, duck fat, goose fat, that burns at around 190 degrees. And then you've got the lower smoke points, which tend to be things like walnut oil, hazelnut oil, olive oil, so extra virgin olive oil. Now, these burn quite easily, so those should be used in dressings and marinades rather than to fry things in.
Right, that's a good wide summary. Actually, I want to go back to Catherine briefly. How many oils have you got?
I've got a coconut oil, an extra virgin olive oil, and a vegetable oil.
Okay, so there's three. Rachel, what's your view on different oils?
I think it really just depends what you're cooking. But there is also this cultural thing where, you know, the Spanish, the Italians and half of North Africa have been deep frying in virgin, extra virgin olive oil for millennia and they're still here. I mean, I have friends of mine who I could never convince them to use anything but extra virgin olive oil. I showed them one day how to make roast potatoes and I said, do not use extra virgin oil. They totally ignored me and then refused to admit that I was right.
Jeremy, we've had mentions of Asian cookery. How many oils do you tend to cook with?
Cooking-wise, sort of one main oil. Actually, the highest heating oil is actually avocado oil. Sesame oils are actually something that people don't get right at all, and it's got a really low smoking point, so it should never be used for cooking. So I think I kind of, you know, it's for marinades and finishing off dishes so that it keeps the flavour of the sesame oil. Whereas, so if you ever see a sort of stir frying recipe using sesame oil, don't touch it.
Right. Well, that's good advice. Zoe, we talk a lot about burn points and smoke points. What about the other end of the scale with oils?
Yeah, it is actually important to consider that mostly we deal with them as liquids and we're talking about them getting hot. But if they get cold, they will set as well. And in fact, different types of oils, so different types of fats, have different setting points. Some are solid at room temperature, like butters or coconut oil. But actually, it's important to remember that they're going to go solid, so don't put them down the sink. And how you dispose of your oil at the end of the cooking is really important. To pour it into a paper cup or into something that's going to go into the bin anyway. Let it set in a dish and scrape it solid into the bin. It really does clog up our drains, let alone the sink. We're talking Fatberg, stuff that's going to affect everybody.
I end up with little bowls of used fat in the fridge setting before I throw it away. And there's a beautiful image of my domestic life for you. Catherine, I hope that helps.
This is the BBC.
Let's take our first question from Catherine Nicol in our virtual audience. Hello, Catherine.
Hi. My question's, what's the best oil to cook with?
Right, well, first panel, we've had quite a few questions related to oils this week. Which oils to use for certain dishes? Which oil is the best for flavour? Before we get an answer for Catherine, let's get the audience on this. If your cupboard is home to a vast range of assorted oils, shout oile. And if you use three types of oil or fewer in the kitchen, shout oil nay. Well, quite impressively, actually, I think you're pretty much split, which suggests that half of you are sort of diehard kitchen cabinet types who just have a single cupboard dedicated to oil. Sophie, give us the basics on this. What's the point of different oils? What can they be used for?
The most important thing, I think, to remember when you're choosing your oil is that they all have different smoke or burn points. So if you're cooking something that requires a really high temperature, something like wok frying, deep frying, or, you know, shallow frying like a veal escalope or something like that, then you want to use an oil with a high burn point. Anything over 200 degrees would be considered a high burn point. So that's things like vegetable oil, sunflower oil, rapeseed oil, peanut oil. Then you've got like the medium smoke point, which tends to be your animal fats. So like pork fat, chicken fat, duck fat, goose fat, that burns at around 190 degrees. And then you've got the lower smoke points, which tend to be things like walnut oil, hazelnut oil, olive oil, so extra virgin olive oil. Now, these burn quite easily, so those should be used in dressings and marinades rather than to fry things in.
Right, that's a good wide summary. Actually, I want to go back to Catherine briefly. How many oils have you got?
I've got a coconut oil, an extra virgin olive oil, and a vegetable oil.
Okay, so there's three. Rachel, what's your view on different oils?
I think it really just depends what you're cooking. But there is also this cultural thing where, you know, the Spanish, the Italians and half of North Africa have been deep frying in virgin, extra virgin olive oil for millennia and they're still here. I mean, I have friends of mine who I could never convince them to use anything but extra virgin olive oil. I showed them one day how to make roast potatoes and I said, do not use extra virgin oil. They totally ignored me and then refused to admit that I was right.
Jeremy, we've had mentions of Asian cookery. How many oils do you tend to cook with?
cooking-wise, sort of one main oil. Actually, the highest heating oil is actually avocado oil. Sesame oils are actually something that people don't get right at all, and it's got a really low smoking point, so it should never be used for cooking. So I think I kind of, you know, it's for marinades and finishing off dishes so that it keeps the flavour of the sesame oil. Whereas, if you ever see a sort of stir-frying recipe using sesame oil, don't touch it.
Right, well, that's good advice. Zoe, we talk a lot about burn points and smoke points. What about the other end of the scale with oils?
Yeah, it is actually important to consider that mostly we deal with them as liquids and we're talking about them getting hot, but if they get cold, they will set as well. And in fact, different types of oils, so different types of fats, have different setting points. Some are solid at room temperature, like butters or coconut oil. But actually, it's important to remember that they're going to go solid, so don't put them down the sink. And how you dispose of your oil at the end of the cooking is really important. To pour it into a paper cup or into something that's going to go into the bin anyway. Let it set in a dish and scrape it solid into the bin. It really does clog up our drains, let alone the sink. We're talking Fatberg, stuff that's going to affect everybody.
I end up with little bowls of used fat in the fridge setting before I throw it away. And there's a beautiful image of my domestic life for you. Catherine, I hope that helps.